We are back with the Independent Artist Spotlight. Now, the Independent Artist Spotlight features local, regional, and national bands throughout the planet. Now, we have the pleasure this morning of having Charlotte, North Carolina's own English. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you guys? Up? You know, usually bands don't get up this early. They're like, are you kidding?
So, I'm a morning person. I'm up every morning.
Really? Okay, well, I'll see you tomorrow at about 5.
Okay,
how's that
there?
Cool. Hey, you heard that, audience. He's going to be here. So, now, English, Jay Taylor, you know, he pushes all the groups. Shane, thank you. Good morning, Shane. Thank you for just retreating you all over the planet. Over 50 years of combined experience. So, y'all are playing, like, what, three? 3 years old, you were playing the band or what? How did you get over 50 years?
I started when I was 10. I started playing guitar and recording when I was 10.
Okay.
And I've basically been doing that ever since. So there's my years there. So, and with everyone else, it's probably more than 50 years, to be honest with you. So.
Wow. You don't look a day over 29. Come on, now. Stop playing. Look
at you wish.
Well, bottle those jeans, okay? My goodness. Well, like a team band here. The baseball camp and everything, but that's a good thing. It means you're having fun. So are you enjoying this every day that you wake up?
I do. I run a recording studio, so I'm doing music all the time. So
okay, and your recording studio is just outside of Charlotte?
Yeah, just outside of Charlotte in Weddington, North Carolina. It's Knot Hole Recording Studio. That's knotholerecordingstudio.com. And so I get the pleasure of recording us as well as all many of the other local artists around who are, there's a lot of talent around here. So
yeah,
it's
well,
really cool.
Well, you're hearing the voice of Boo English, guitar and backup vocals. And also we have Dawn Moore, lead vocals, mm-hmm. and Todd Donnelly is over there on the bass, and Lauren Bates on the drums.
Welcome.
So how did you guys like get together?
Well, in early 2016, I started forming a band that I kind of wanted to encompass all the things I grew up with, which was basically, you know, hard rock, classic rock, funk music, a little bit of pop, that kind of thing. And I had played in a band with Lauren, a previous band, so he was all in. I knew from the start he was all in and wanted to do it, so the drums were taken care of. I knew Todd from several other bands he had played with around town. So I asked him if he would do the bass position, and he was all for that. And then all we needed was the vocalist, the all-important vocalist. And I had done some recording sessions with Dawn, and so I knew she was an excellent singer. We were kind of wanting to go with a female singer, or I was. And so I messaged her one night, and I was really in the back of my mind hoping that she would want the position, but I texted her and I said, hey, do you know any female singers that might possibly want to do this style of music? And she said, well, send me over what you're talking about and I'll think about it. And I sent it over to her, and about 30 minutes later, she answered back and said, I'd like to give this a shot myself. I was like, yes, yes, that's exactly what I was hoping for.
I got to try it. That's Is your book on eBay? I mean, that's how to get musicians to sign up for your band. Oh, wow.
Well, it worked out well, so we're thrilled to have her. She's an excellent vocalist, and she just, it brings a little different style to everything we do, because
yeah.
we're kind of a hard rock band with a little funk edge, and when she starts singing, it's completely different from what you might expect to hear.
Yeah, it was. I was like,
yeah.
Whoa, okay, we got to get them in here.
Yeah.
So how is it, you know, singing with all these guys, and you got in the band, and you're on stage, and, you know, all the guys are like, hey.
It's great. It's very different from anything that I'd done in the past. I come from jazz and soul and some pop. I did a lot of pop music, doing backing vocals when I lived abroad. So this was just a really fun and interesting challenge, and I thought, oh, I like to write songs, so let's see how I do with Boo.
Yeah. Anyway, well, you guys do an excellent job. And your first song, The High Life. So how do you go about writing your songs? Everybody get together and say, hey, what did you go through? And that way, what did you go through?
Somewhat. Usually I'll have like a idea for the music. And being that I own a studio, I can kind of demo that. And I usually give it to Dawn, and she'll come up with lyrics and a melody. However, sometimes Dawn will come in and say, hey, I've got an idea, and she'll have the lyrics and the melody already done, and then I'll write the music kind of around that, and then we all get together at band practice and finish it off that way. So it's kind of both ways, you know.
So how often do you practice?
Once or twice a week.
Like 10 hours or what?
No, not really. We don't beat it to death.
No, that's no social life. It's like, look.
We're constantly recording is... know, because we have the avenue to do that. So we're constantly, you know, writing, and either Dawn and I are getting together and we're coming up with something and we're demoing it. And then once we have the ability to do the finished product, our debut album, I did everything in my studio. So it's a good avenue to, you know, to get everything done that way.
And this song is off your debut album, The High Life. So with your own studio and everybody's coming in, so you're just living a high life, huh?
I'm trying.
All right. Well, let's hear it with English, The High Life, on the Independent Artist Spotlight.
Give them reason to think twice. So here I am in my high heel shoes, sitting real pretty and smelling good. Done did my hair and I'm dressed to kill, waiting for a man to take me out for a thrill. Cause I deserve the high life. Been all over the world, bathing champagne draped in pearls, stayed in five-star hotels, but I never see the bill. He loves me right till he has to go. Don't ask questions, don't wanna know. I look so nice when I'm by his side, even if I'm an imaginary wife. Cause I deserve the high
deserve the high life. Okay? I'm leaving. I deserve the high life right now. Wow. I got to ask you, did you go through that?
No.
Oh, okay, because you were feeling it. I'm like, wow.
No.
Where is this guy at? Why did he do this?
It's not my story.
Why did he text you and said, I'm leaving? No.
No, sometimes I have these, I like to write short stories.
That was a short story.
It's like, I like storytelling, so.
No, you guys, you got something here. I'm telling you, I was just like, wow.
Thank you.
You know, you're sending out that vibration because that's what music does, and it gets everybody in the mood. And I was like, wow, I'm not even going out on a date ever again. I'm looking for that text.
That's
so, what were you listening to when you were coming up and you said, you know, I want to do this musically, you know?
Well, I kind of came from a late 70s hard rock thing, being, you know, a guitar player when I was about 10. So I grew up listening to all the late 70s bands, you know, Aerosmith and Kiss and Boston and, you know, Van Halen, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, over the years, I started to like, you know, more danceable stuff, funk music, you know, all that kind of thing. So, and even country music. We do, I've got lots of stuff that even crosses over into kind of the country territory. But I wanted to kind of do something that was a little hard rock, funk, and with some soul, that kind of thing. So obviously Dawn was perfect for that.
Yeah, you guys got a good mix. And really, I don't even like to classify music, because when I did a lot of my songs, people didn't know I even wrote it. I wouldn't even say that. I'd be like, wow, that's a good song. Who did
that's
that?
That's kind of what I do. When I'm writing something, I'll sit down and say, okay, I'm going to write a hard rock song. I just write, and whatever it is what it is.
There you go.
You know, it might not be something this band might do, but it's another song, and I like it, and I keep it. You know,
there you go. Well, you got your own studio. You can keep whatever you want. Don't have to worry about anything. So, do you like performing live on stage, or you guys love the studio?
I like both. I live in the studio, so I'm really used to that. But we like performing and doing, you know, we'd love to.
I like live.
Yeah, we'd like to be out doing it more.
Okay, so have people ever come up to you and say, wow, that song really changed my life or touched me?
Occasionally, and when they do, that's a really good thing. So,
okay.
There's no better compliment than that.
Yeah, we did something right.
Yeah, exactly.
And Dawn and all the ladies come up to you like, oh, it just happened to me yesterday. I've got to live my life, girl. You go.
Yeah, we had one show where someone came up and was like, I almost cried. So
that,
we have this really...
But that's a good thing, though. When you can get people's emotions like that. Yeah, I got to stand up here. I can't see. There we go. Yeah.
There's Todd.
How you doing, Todd?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Okay, not fabulous. I couldn't even see Todd the whole thing. I guess I'm getting shorter.
That's bass players. We like to lay low.
Right. So now when you write your songs, do you get together and then just say, okay, we're going to vote on which songs are going to make the album, which songs aren't? So how do you decide it? Do you guys like fight? Like, no, it's 3-1. We're going to keep this song on the EP.
We can usually tell if it's something that's along the lines of what is going to be consistent with what we've been doing. Like there was a couple that I think I showed Dawn. One of them was kind of a sappy love song. I write a lot of sappy love songs.
Oh, I see a ring. Are you married? Or?
Yeah, I'm married.
Honey, this is for you. Yeah.
And it wasn't correct for this particular band unless we changed it up and that sort of thing. So we can usually kind of tell which songs are going to work and which ones aren't. We don't really have to vote on it, you know. You can kind of tell.
Okay. And for all the musicians that come in, I mean, mostly guys in the Carolinas, you guys are all married. This is a whole different lifestyle. So how do you, you know, I got to get some notes from you. How do you just keep, you know, the relationship going and you're always on the road?
Well,
okay, page one. Okay.
I'm lucky enough to... have a wife that realizes that I don't know how to do anything else. So she's very supportive and, you know, just told me to run your studio and do your music. And that's what I've been doing. And fortunately, I've been able to do that.
Wow. Well, give her a shout. I wish you give her for...
My wife's name is Diane.
Diane, shout out to you. My goodness.
Hey, Di.
Else you married here, no?
Yeah, I'm married as well.
Wow. That's, you see, no wonder your songs are so good. It's like you're just happy and like, we're going on the road.
And you can say all the things we normally can't.
Right.
My husband's super supportive. When we met, I was already doing this, so...
Okay. So I was like, no, you're not changing me.
You do this.
It's like, block you on Facebook. Hey, wait a minute.
No, actually, he's pushing me to do more.
Okay. I think you got a formula here.
Thank you.
For real.
Thank you.
And, you know, you guys keep on and stay together, because that's the thing. Bands break up, and they're like, well, we're going to break up. Wait a minute. Rent is due. So let's get back together and do a reunion tour. Like, come on, why'd you break up in the first place? So you're going to do we have another song here, Rock With Me. Explain how that one came about.
This is the newest one. I had this riff bouncing around, and I kind of just did a demo of it like I was explaining earlier and gave it to Dawn. And a couple weeks went by, and I asked her about it, and she goes, oh, I forgot about that. And then literally the next morning, she goes, oh, I think I got an idea for that song. And it was perfect. It was exactly what I was hoping she would do. And this is more along the lines of the kind of rock funk sort of thing that we're trying to shoot for.
Okay.
So you'll hear it when you
cool. Play. Well, we're going to hear Rock With Me from the band English right here on your independent music source. We're 91.7 WSGE. We'll be right back.
just don't care. Working hard just to make a wrong or right. Sometimes it's hard to bear. But I see a silver lining. I'm looking to the sky, yeah, yeah. Feel the music and I know. You rock with me, gonna set you free. Come and dance with me tonight. Yeah, won't you rock with me, leaving all behind. Come and move with me tonight. Come and rock with me tonight. Some people hurt your feelings. So many break your heart. Instead of love, they just want to criticize. You know they just ain't right. No, at the end of the tunnel, you'll always see the light. Yeah, yeah, feel the music, can't you see that it's alright? Can't you feel the
with me. Ready to go out in the parking lot and get some people to rock with me. My goodness. So that's what your music does to people. And when you hear those songs, do you get like vibrations like, whoo, do you get put the game face on when you're on stage and just totally?
Yeah. Yeah. I try to, yeah. It's that one especially lately, I can't seem to stop listening to it. So we're really happy with that one.
We're getting us to practice it.
Yeah. There you go, rock with me. So you guys are, you know, from touring all over the U.S., England, Japan, and you were overseas?
Mm-hmm.
So were you like Army brat or what?
Just No, I just ended up in Japan. I was teaching English when I first got out of college and stumbled into music there and just stayed there.
Wow, did you ever listen to the Bay FM in Japan?
Yeah.
I had a radio show in Japan, World Dance Tracks from Hollywood. Yes. So
when are you there?
and I had a co-host, Vivi, and she was speaking Japanese. I'm like, okay, whatever you said is so cool, but hey, do your thing.
That's
cool. So, all right, have you guys been to London yet?
Have
you been played in Australia yet? Okay, well, I'm going to give you all these music contacts, which I give every group, because I've been putting out probably 17 singles and a couple of top 10s. This is for you.
Excellent.
And
awesome.
Thank you. Make that happen, because a lot of the groups now are telling me they just got played in England, they got played in Australia, Switzerland, and that's money, you know? It spins, and people can appreciate you all over the planet. When you come in now, you can say, well, we got 60 years in and 20 years overseas. So, and then you open an envelope like, whoa, is that a rarity check? Wow. Without the negative and the zeros, because I've seen those negatives. And
I thought
I was going to be rich. I'm like, what? So why should people support stations like WSGE, independent stations, during our fund drive?
because of things just like this. You know, there's a lot of talent around Charlotte. I've been around here my whole life and know most all the local musicians, and there's so much talent around here. And, you know, without the bands being able to get on the air, you know, in some form or fashion, you know, it's so that's the reason. It's yeah. It's what an avenue to get bands out there, local talent out there. It's great.
Yeah, and our 20 minutes just went by so fast. Then I said it was going to go by fast. Like, man, I want to rock with me some more. The remix. So, real quick now, if you had, I'd say, let me give you just throw a couple questions out there. My music makes you feel?
My music?
Yeah.
Alive.
Okay, and?
Happy.
And
well, she stole mine. I say happy and alive.
Happy and alive, and?
And also, yeah, I would say happy.
Happy.
Jubilant.
Excellent.
Jubilant.
So when you came up with the name of the band, because, you know, we get all these bands, you know, Trigger Hippie, Alligator Feet, and some.
That's awesome.
How did you just came up with, like,
well, it's my last, name. I'm Boo English, so I just, you know, it was going to be my kind of project. I've always played in other bands or, you know, been a sideman in a band. So this was the first time I really, believe it or not, put together my own band. So I just decided to call it English, you know. There you go. Bad English was taken. Couldn't use that. Several other Englishes were taken, so I just call it English.
Yeah.
We were kind of hard to find on YouTube for a while. You get a lot of, like, instructional English videos.
Yeah. Yeah.
We finally figured that out.
I thought I was, you know, learning English there. But no, it's English Band Rocks.
Yes, www.englishbandrocks.com. The debut album is available there. It's also available on iTunes, and you can hear it on Spotify as well.
And right here at WSGE. Give us a plug, too. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. It has been fabulous. And the Independent Artist Spotlight, get us your music. If you're in Mr. English's studio, get us your music, because you never know. You could be right here. And thank everyone. And thank Jay Taylor. He's like, look, Tim, no, here's the CD. Because I have like about 80 CDs on my desk right now. And he put it at the top of the pile, and you guys are right here.
Wow.
So. Awesome. Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Shane, for just all her Shane just blast all over the place.